Welcome back to Ed Gaines Radio on Sirius Satellite. Tomorrow's show, we're going to have ESPN's Tom Jackson talk about what's going on in the NFL and also some of his insights into what jacked up and those other things we see on the big screen, if you will, of professional sports due to younger athletes. And we'll also be joined by Dominique Dawes, the great gymnast, talk about some things that she's up to as well. But getting back to the NBA, the Mavericks, the Warriors, the Suns are now hot after a slow start. Utah, who's the team, Todd, that you believe is the biggest, the most likely team to continue to be consistent and have a shot at the end?
I think Utah. I think they're, that's not a flash in the pan. They struggled a little bit recently with injuries, and now they've got all their lineup back. And I love the interior passing they have. Carlos Boozer's emerged as one of the dominant big men, and Kirilenko is obviously multi-talented on the offensive end, blocking shots on the defensive end. Matt Harpring is filled in nicely there, and this is a team that's well coached, and Coach Sloan has been there forever, and he has a system, and then these guys play within the system, then that gets you open shots, and then with their creativity and their intelligence, they're able to make plays. So Utah is a team that I think is going to do some big things this year.
Okay, finally, we always try to focus on who are the great coaches that make it happen. Here's Rick Bucher about the Mavericks and the Warriors.
Yeah, well, in both of those cases, you have coaches with different styles. In the case of Avery Johnson with the Mavericks, those guys believe in him because he's got a ring on his finger. And I think this points to what Seth was saying. You need two things to believe in a coach. You have to believe that he can make you better, and you have to believe that he can get you where you want to go, and that he knows more about the game than you do. And I see it all the time with coaches who they go out there. The example of Mike Montgomery preceding Don Nelson with the Golden State Warriors. Mike Montgomery came out of college. He was in college for 25 years, and he tried to get up to speed with the NBA.
What he's saying is Don Nelson came in and knew what had to be done. Tom McCullough, thanks for joining us, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll be following you and checking in with you in a couple weeks, see how Philly's doing in the rest of the NBA East. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Tom McCullough from the 76ers. Thanks for listening to Head Gaines Radio. Check out headgainsradio.com for all the highlights. We'll see you tomorrow.